This is WMUK News. This November, for Native American Heritage Month, the Nottawaseppe Huron Band of the Potawatomi is emphasizing food sovereignty. The tribe is sharing videos on Facebook explaining how to make a variety of traditional foods as part of its Harvest Health program. WMUK's Dan Robinson recently talked with two of the program's leaders.
The smell of turkey simmering fills the NHBP Community Center as Yebishan Oldshield, a Lifeway's cultural consultant for the tribe, chops carrots for the traditional dish she's making.
Here is the boiled wild rice, and then some vegetables. We've got squash, green beans, and corn. That's also
Oldshield is one of the cooks featured in the videos NHBP has created for its Harvest Health program, which has gone virtual because of the pandemic. The videos share how to prepare traditional foods like pumpkin, salmon, and Indian corn, according to Nicole Keith, NHBP's Food Sovereignty Coordinator.
Food sovereignty, what it means to NHBP is having access to healthy food, having foods that are culturally appropriate, readopting an indigenous-based diet, finding the foods that occupied the Great Lakes region prior to colonization.
For Keith, food sovereignty represents not only physical health, but the resilience of the tribe's language and culture.
There's so many things about our language that if we understand our language and we understand those words, we can basically find out what we ate and how we made it.
As she cooks at the community center, Yebishan Oldshield expresses her hopes for the program.
So I hope this encourages, you know, others to want to look into getting more sustainable with our diet.
For WMUK, I'm Dan Robinson.